Well, part of the Groundhog Day feeling is seeing Killer, our engineer, who's always with us out here at training camp. Good morning, Killer. How are you?
Good morning, Junior. Thank you for letting me be part of your program.
Oh, that's
Well, you
nice.
are welcome, Killer.
That's very nice.
Killer is a master engineer, and he's been with the ticket for a long time. How long?
13 and a half years?
Look at that, man.
Wow. Looky there. Looky there.
He is also our assistant program director. Congratulations on that.
Uh-oh. His
Okay.
application was rejected due to criminal history.
Did I use the wrong title? Are you the assistant sports director?
No, that would be Sean Bass.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Sean was our sports
I
director.
am. Yeah, I'm the program coordinator.
Okay.
What does that mean?
It means they
I
didn't
do
want
all
to give
this.
us a full salary of APD, so they split it up between us.
Here are the sour grapes.
Heads up.
Here we go.
Yeah, they don't even give you a raise.
The alarm is going off, so. Well, it's always fun to have Killer on a road trip. He's always up for a beer.
Yes.
For organizing activities. Like yesterday, he invited me to go watch the Blue Moon with him.
Tonight.
I forgot to look.
Tonight.
I thought it was available to this morning, too.
It was really pretty last night.
I noticed it last night. It was fantastic.
That's weird, though, that Killer just invites you and you alone.
That's what I thought.
Did he have a bottle of wine and a picnic basket?
Yes. All of that was prepared. Very
Junior
strange.
Junior and I have never done anything one-on-one. That's why
we
I invited
haven't?
It. No. Every
and
time
has
we've
that
done
bothered
stuff.
You, Killer? It
A
just
little
seems
bit.
weird that you would even notice that.
Yeah.
You know, I like working with Junior and everything. He and I have never done anything one-on-one.
I think we've done some. We've certainly have had a meal together at least, right?
No.
Wow.
Well,
you know what?
One-on-one
you
with
don't need
George.
To do that.
We're going to put that right this training camp.
George, a couple of years ago, spent 2 hours in a car with me going up north to get another rental car. So
that sounds like a fun trip.
No.
I barely remember that.
What about me? Have I ever done anything one-on-one with you?
We've taken some car trips, like driving back to the hotel back and forth one-on-one, but that's
See,
about as much as I
want. It's because I care. See, and Junior doesn't. That's why he hasn't done anything one-on-one.
You've really been keeping track of this, Killer.
You guys should rent a two-seat bicycle.
There's something weird about Killer. Have you guys done this? Have you broken down what all you've done one-on-one with people?
Absolutely not. I have no idea.
Starting to make me nervous.
All right, Killer, we'll do something this training camp. Maybe the Blue Moon tonight.
Okay.
So, as a service to the P1, I thought we would take you behind the scenes of some of the famous and funny Killer audio that you hear from time to time on this station. And we've picked two moments in particular, and I enjoy reliving these moments with Killer because we can listen to the audio, we can try to figure out what happened, and then Killer can tell us exactly what did happen. So why don't we start off with maybe your most famous drop, and that is the – Trey, if you've just got the individual drop, let's listen
I'd
to Killer's – there you go.
There it is.
Now, we think you're saying Wi-Fi, but if you have the full form, let's listen to the whole thing.
Now, he's putting pepper on it right now. He's agreed to do this. Irwin in promotions went over to the select counter over there and had them pick out their finest 20-ounce steak. Which is now sitting in front of us. And the Killer is putting pepper on it.
What's this other stuff you put on there?
She gave me some seasoning to put on there, too.
It's raw.
I'd play. Gotta try something.
What a jaw wall moment that was.
I'd play.
That is the strangest. It sounds like, I guess I'm so used to the drop. It sounds like they played a drop in the middle of you talking.
Yeah. I'm saying, actually, I'm fine.
So that was a steak-eating contest, basically?
Yeah, basically, they told me they'd give me $500 if I could finish eating a raw steak by the end of the show.
Gross.
Yeah, they gave Fahey nothing for his pepper spraying.
Right.
But he said he had secretly always wanted to do that.
The Killer never made a claim that he wanted to eat a raw steak.
So they sprung this on you, basically,
yeah,
at the remote.
It was the day after fight night. So we were all exhausted. Corby was extremely hungover.
Uh-oh.
You could smell the bourbon coming off of him.
And you did not take home the $500 because you did not finish the challenge, even
I
though
did
you
not.
Told us you were fine.
Yeah. Well, I was fine before I started eating.
Mm-hmm.
Irwin was trying to put some more seasoning or something on the steak. And like,
you're telling him that you were fine.
Yes.
Okay. All right, can we hear it again in context, just to, if you can get it closer?
And when you listen back to it, just you be the judge. Does the hard line give him a lot of support, or do they jump right on? Wait, bye.
Now he's putting pepper on it right now. He's agreed to do this. Irwin in promotions went over to the select counter over there and had them pick out their finest 20-ounce steak, which is now sitting in front of us. And the killer is putting pepper on it.
What's this other stuff you put on there?
She gave me some seasoning to put on there, too.
It's raw.
All right, well, hey, gotta try something.
A jaw wall moment that was.
What did you think?
That really makes no sense.
What did you think when that came out of your mouth?
You know what? I was so nervous about trying to eat the steak. I didn't even realize I did it until they started making fun of me.
Really?
Yeah.
So you thought it sounded like I'm fine.
Yeah.
I play.
So weird.
Jeez. All right, so that's behind-the-scenes moment number one. Moment number two, this is when you were either producing or were you filling in for Fernando?
Yeah, he's producing on the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's so, like become a tradition, I think.
Yes.
Gordo, I believe, was in the middle of Muse or the corner, and he threw it to you for a news story. Is that how you remember it?
Yeah, Killer approached me privately. We had watched the Blue Moon together the month before, and he had said to
this
me...
This is one of our moments.
...that that he needed to get a little bit more tape for his audition reel.
Uh-huh.
And a little more on-air experience. So,
and you're always willing to help the younger guys.
Always. I'm kind of a mentor. And so I say, yeah, Killer, you know, you can do it. Here, you do a couple stories, too. And so... We had this story about this shooting that had happened on Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And
the big shopping day.
The big shopping day after Thanksgiving there. And so Killer was going to do the story. And Killer had this thing about him to where, and you can understand this, he's nervous on the air. We all are when we first start off. And Killer would get shake voice, and he's determined to shake that, right? He wants to get rid of shake voice. So we throw it to him, and comes out of the gate incredibly energetic, and then he starts getting self-conscious when he realizes that he's talking, and there's no one else talking, and then his mind turns on himself, and he just disintegrates right in front of us.
All right, now we got to go to our special correspondent, Killer, who's champing at the bit to report on Black Friday. Killer.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
I'm here to tell you why Black Friday is evil. We've had two critical shootings, a bomb threat, actual bomb discovered in Cave Creek, Arizona. A bomb was found in a Walmart, and then another Walmart in San Andreas, California. A woman got pissed off and fired off pepper spray, and 15 people were injured. And I have failed, and I'll leave you alone.
No, that was good, Killer.
Good?
You nailed it.
You started off. You started off with a lot morning. Of energy and confidence.
The good morning part was really good.
But it quickly left you after the first three words.
Now he's putting pepper on it right.
My goodness, that's
poor Killer.
So can you take us back in time and what was going through your mind as you ran through that story?
I was looking for interaction anywhere I could find it, and there was nothing coming from the other room.
Oh, it's our fault.
No. It's my fault for not giving you a story that you could interact with. I guess.
Well, we could have.
Well,
you
we
just
could
didn't
have.
Really give us space there.
Yeah.
There
yeah, we were waiting until after you had done the story, you know, to then talk about it. But you started getting shaky in the middle of the story somewhere in there.
More yeah. towards the beginning of the story.
Yeah.
But...
Well, I was giving him a little more credit. But yeah, so what happened there? Is it one of those times where you just become aware of your own voice and realize people are not saying anything and you're the sole person on the air?
Exactly. I mean.
Exactly.
But you came out of the gate with such energy and such force. Mm-hmm.
That's the part I practiced.
The good morning,
just
gentlemen.
That first sentence.
Just that first sentence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, once he got off script, it got real tough. really fast.
When I had to start reading, that's when I got in trouble.
Seems like that would be the part that's the easiest. The words are in front of you.
All right, let's listen to that one more time.
All right, now we got to go to our special correspondent, Killer, who's champing at the bit to report on Black Friday. Killer.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
I'm here to tell you why Black Friday is evil. We've had two critical shootings, threat, actual bomb discovered in Cave Creek, Arizona. A bomb was found in a Walmart, and then another Walmart in San Andreas, California. A woman got pissed off and fired off pepper spray, and 15 people were injured. And I have failed, and I'll leave you alone.
And I will leave you alone.
The shake voice on San Andreas is really funny.
Yeah. Oh, how many people on Channel 8 sign off from the field to John and formerly Gloria with, and I have failed, and I will leave you alone. Very nice, very kindly, just I'll leave you alone.
And oddly, that part was very smoothly delivered.
Yes, yes. It was the only part of the message he truly felt confident in.
Right. Well, Killer, thank you so much for taking us behind the scenes of these killer greatest hit moments.
Well, I enjoy your program, and I appreciate you letting me share my behind the scenes.
You're welcome.
For letting me share my behind the scenes.
You're welcome, Killer.
We'll rework that one.